She don't call me Tunchi no more, she call me babe.
Let's go. It's Kevin 27 World.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about these niggas all in my face, cause I'm in the club going up.
Let them know.
On a weekday, I got an update tomorrow. I'm asleep. Hey. Bought a bad bitch too, she got a beefcake, and she go each way. She need a teammate. I got a bad bitch at home making.
Yo, welcome to Kevin 27 World. This is off day tomorrow. I'm going to sleep late. I think we're just going to call it off day tomorrow. But still, this is where I got the inspiration from, man. It's one of my favorite Wayne songs of all time, man. So I just had to go ahead and throw that on just to let y'all know. How did he come up with off day tomorrow, I'm going to sleep late? This is where I got it from. Shout out to Weezy. It's one of my favorite songs. And I always say, as a song maker, you got to make those types of songs to where people will always want to go back for an occasion. So a lot of times when it's my off day tomorrow, I always play this song. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna make a new show and I'm going to title it Off Day Tomorrow. I'm going to sleep late, but we're going to just call it Off Day Tomorrow. And, you know, I'm going to just go crazy and do all these topics. So for the Marvel fans here, we got about enough Marvel news and topics to really get into to start the show. So that's still good. And then we're going to finish it out with real world topics. And then that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed the first episode. I went crazy on that when I was watching it back. I was laughing like a mug, man. I thought it was a really good episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. So let's get all the business out of the way. Make sure you follow at Kevin27Ward on Instagram, Twitter, aka X. And please make sure you give a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. At Straight Outta Marvel, Kevin 27 World, This Is Cinema, all of my projects, man. We got a lot going on, okay? Okay. And make sure you like, comment, subscribe on this video. That's the most important thing, all right? So first topic we got. The reviews are out for X-Men 97 for all of the cool people. I'm still not invited to the gang, but one of these days we'll get there. We got a lot of reviews for the real reviewers who've seen X-Men 97, the first three episodes, and a lot of it has been positive. But you know what hasn't been positive? The constant press that Marvel is getting, okay? So we got X-Men 97 writer, producer, Bo DeMaio, or DeMaio, has been fired from Marvel Studios. Early last week, his company email was deactivated and cast and crew were informed he was no longer on the project. His IG account has also been deleted. Yo, that's sick, bro. Yo, they deleted my man's IG. So, I mean, clearly it wasn't his IG, but it was an IG account connected to the show. So, this is from the Hollywood Reporter. And they say, in an unusual situation on the eve of a project's debut, the writer-producer who worked on Moon Knight and Blade will no longer be promoting the show or moving forward with future seasons. And this is by Boris Kitt, Aaron Couch. So it says, earlier this month, Bo DeMaio was in the midst of a particularly busy time at Marvel Studios. The writer-producer was preparing for the launch of X-Men 97, the Disney Plus series he created as a continuation of the beloved 90s Fox kids show. DeMaio, a Marvel regular who previously wrote on live-action series Moon Knight, which was one of Marvel's best shows, as well as early drafts of the company's delayed but still upcoming vampire thriller Blade, had completed writing duties on season 2 of X-Men 97, was lining up press and making plans to attend the show's Hollywood premiere on March 13th. He was even discussing loose ideas for a third season with members of his team. And it said, but early last week, Marvel and DeMaio suddenly parted ways. And we already know that his company email was deactivated. Oh, yeah, man, that's tough. What else we got next? Oh, my God. So it said Marvel had no comment. DeMaio's representatives did not return calls for comment and emails to the showrunner yielded no response. It was a surprising turn of events on the eve of the show's March 20th debut. Splitting with writers is a normal part of business for Marvel or any studio. However, it is unusual for a top creative on a Marvel project to miss a premiere or cancel press plans last minute, even if they've been shuffled to the side. Most Marvel premieres feature multiple screenwriters walking the red carpet, some of whom had been rewritten by other writers also working the carpet. He was also hired in 2021. Oh, and it's a gay black guy. All right, shout out to him. So it doesn't say, so it does not say that he did anything wrong or anything like that. So I don't want to speculate, you know, and come just right out and say, oh, we got a Me Too or something crazy like that. We're not about to do that, you know. But prayers go out to him. That is wild that you get fired on your day off. The day before the premiere, they was like, nah, we good. That is something crazy to see. What kind of argument was had? That's what I would want to know. It had to be some kind of argument. You know, if he was completely blindsided, he talking about working on season 3, unless Marvel is just doing so bad right now, and Disney as well, that they was like, we already got him for season 2. Let's cut ties right now. No need to pay him. And especially if a lot of people are saying that season 3, at least, or, you know, X-Men 97, at least from the, you know, first 3 episodes is cinema, then it's absolutely insane for them to just fire him like that, you know, and unless it's financial. If we're not saying it's some Me Toos or some crazy allegations on the way, it has to be budget cuts. And maybe they're just like, nah, okay, he did this, but he's expendable, because we all are to the big conglomerate, the machine, who's ever making us or creating us in the Matrix, or, you know, like whoever the machines are, they're just like, ah, he's expendable. Let's get him up out of here. You know, gay black man, peace. You know, so salute to him. Shout out to him. Pretty raw deal from what I can see until, you know, I see otherwise. Until further notice, I think he got a raw deal. I mean, how could you say other than that? And I think it's really crazy. You know, it could be the direction that Marvel is heading. You know, I'm seeing a lot of fishy stuff lately when it comes to Marvel. And I'm sure you guys have as well. So we can actually get to some of that, because I really think that's the end of that story, because we don't know anything. You know, it's not like, I tried to wait a day, an extra day, you know, just to see if something leaked or something about it. But no, nothing has came about it. So just got to take it with a grain of salt that my man's Bo DeMaio just got the axe. Okay? So let's get into, because I want to talk about this, man. Marvel Studios is gun shy. And I'm not sure if it's Marvel Studios or is it Disney? and we can have a debate about this, you know, because it's a little sad to see, I'm not gonna lie, especially for a company like Disney that is so powerful, so rich. But like I say, man, I think everybody living, and this might sound crazy to say, but I think everyone living paycheck to paycheck. It just depends on your paycheck to paycheck bracket. Yeah, people who run in Disney, their lives, they're not living paycheck to paycheck, but maybe the company is, because Disney hasn't had a real big hit in a while. I mean, besides, I'll probably say Guardians of the Galaxy was a big hit, you know, 800 million for show. Still didn't get a Billy though. Last year, 2023 was like the first year in a long time where none of their movies cracked a billion. So it could be something like that, but it's something. So here's a report. And they say Marvel Studios is approaching Captain America, Brave New World exactly as they approached Daredevil, Born Again. They saw what they had, didn't think it was good enough, and now they're spending the time and money in order to make it as good as possible. So instantly, I just put, bro, Marvel is gunshot. And I think it's just because of the Twitter mob that comes for Marvel with these latest releases. And when you had Ant-Man flop the way it did, and then couple that with the Marvels, holy, the Marvels was the worst. It did worse than the Incredible Hulk. So, and I mean, I can't even chalk that movie up to saying, well, it was bad. You know, I can see how, you know, the buzz of Ant-Man was good. And then you watch it. I fell asleep on the movie the first two times I seen it in theaters. You know what I mean? And I only rewatched it through the next time because I did the ultimate review. Haven't watched it since then. Don't want to watch it. I get it. You know what I mean? And I still thought the movie was, it had good parts, but I could see where it might've been a little boring, or the way that Kang lost to a herd of ants. Come on, bro. You got to be Kang the Conqueror. And he got conquered by futuristic civilization of ants. The craziest thing you can ever think of. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's tough, man, to see them gun shy like this, because if they were already filming, you know, Captain America, what is that? What do you attribute that to? Is it because, are you saying that this is going on because the writers stink, or the way you used to make movies are just out of date, out of touch? You're not in touch with the youth? I'm trying to figure out what is the deal, because honestly, man, time is moving faster than ever, and you know, you got to keep attention spans these days, man, with these cell phones. Bro, I have a hard time, man. Like, I'll put my phone down, and then in the next couple minutes, I'll find myself picking my phone back up. You know what I mean? And it's really tough, man. It's really tough. So everyone's fighting for attention from social media, and this has been a thing, but I think with the pandemic just let people just made people dive more into their phones, and more people started podcasts and YouTube channels. And I just think Marvel is dealing with a different beast. And now it's getting to a point where, bro, we need a theme. Like, when I went to the Nicki concert, everyone knows the theme is pink. Same with Barbie. When that movie came out, it was a theme. Everyone goes to the movies, you wear pink. And then, you know, obviously Oppenheimer hopped on the bandwagon because it was coming out the same day. Oppenheimer I know they were mad, bro. They should be thankful. I do not think it would have made as much money if it didn't come out the same day as Barbie. It was the whole Barbenheimer and all of that stuff. I just do not think it would have made as much money as it did. You know what I mean? So I look at it from this way, and I say, it's really sad to see the state of affairs when it comes to movies, because I don't think people are just inclined to just go to the movies and see whatever. I still am a movie buff. I love to go see go to the movies, but I still want the heavy hitters. So it's just a little discouraging when you talk about what could possibly be going on with Marvel right now. You know, and when I say Marvel, I mean Marvel Studios. You know, so we got this right here. Another report says Eternals 2 is reportedly on hold at Marvel Studios. Kevin Feige reportedly wants it to be made. Why is that? Because Kevin Feige cares about the stories. But Bob Iger thinks it's a guaranteed flop. So Bob Iger, he's coming to take all the soul out of Marvel, and he doesn't care about the art. Everything is just about the dollars for him. Because, and this is why I say, bro, if you think these companies aren't moving and living dollar to dollar, paycheck to paycheck, just like we are, you're sadly mistaken. If we talking about Disney here, Disneyland, Disney World, I think they got Disney World Paris, Disney World China, all of this stuff, all of this merchandise. You would think they'd be like, oh, man, hey, when we get the hits, we get the hits. If not, hey, man, we cool. We've made at least 100 hits. You can say at least 100. I mean, when you go into the Marvel catalog, you know, all of them wasn't from Marvel, like the first, or from Disney, like the first, I think, few Iron Man couple. I'm not sure, but yeah, it wasn't all Disney, but still, they got at least 20 hits on their hands just from Marvel. Then you go with all the cartoons, and then, Pixar, and I know Pixar was his own studio, but still, golly, man. And it just doesn't matter. It's like, nope, that's not good enough. So you're telling me a movie that I really enjoyed, and I feel like a lot of the core Marvel fans really enjoyed. I feel like it was just the outsiders that want to see a certain aesthetic. Eternals wasn't that. And Marvel surely is getting to the point where they are seeing that they don't really love us, or they love us, but they don't love everything about us. They're not sitting here like the fans. When I say they, the fans aren't like, oh, well, because they came out with Avengers Endgame and it was like the best time, the best movie experience I've ever had with Infinity War and Endgame. The Marvels, I'm good. I catch it on streaming. Ant-Man, I'm good. Like, seriously. And I'm talking about even people who's eating off of this stuff with podcasts and all of this stuff. They still like, it's not Spider-Man. It's not Iron Man. It's not the OGs. You trying to teach me something new? That's what you're doing? You trying to introduce me to a Black Captain America? Is that what you're doing? You trying to introduce me to an all-girl superhero group? That's what you're doing? Ugh. You hate to see it, but it's just the reality. And Marvel is really getting this, like they're seeing it up front, you know, full force. So we can move on from that, and we can keep it in the same vein. Captain Marvel 3, that's why I got my Marvel t-shirt on, man. Captain Marvel 3, and Ant-Man 4 are reportedly not happening anymore. Marvel Studios is said to be trying to take less risk and focusing more on guaranteed hits. And yeah, that's cool, but it's sad, man, that, like, again, Bob Iger, he come right back and he like, bro, we don't care about the art. We care about the dollars, you know? And I get it. It's all about the almighty dollar, but when is enough enough? So again, I don't want to keep belaboring the point, but if you think you're the only one living paycheck to paycheck, these companies are too. Remember, the first person, the first big company in the pandemic to say they wasn't paying rent was who? The Cheesecake Factory. Like, bro, you think these they balling, but it's levels to this, you know? And I just think it's honestly just sad to see. Now, do I want Ant-Man 4? No. I'm cool on Ant-Man. He had a trilogy. I don't need Ant-Man 4. But am I sad about the Captain Marvel 3? Yeah, of course. Because I still feel like we didn't even get Captain Marvel 2. We got some elements, but that was not Captain Marvel's movie. It was the Marvels. I don't even understand. I feel like the movie might have done better if it was titled Captain Marvel 2. The fact that they just named it the Marvels and, you know, put it like this, just this team up with the females is cool. And when I watched the behind the scenes, they had damn near female everything. And with them having that, I still don't feel like they leaned into it enough. Maybe delay that movie. And I get it, they had to get it out. But when you look, they don't have any movies coming out until July. Or, yeah, they don't have a movie coming out until July. Maybe you should have saved that for Women's History Month. Lean into it. Could we have waited? I mean, yeah, I really enjoyed it. But, I could have waited another 4 or 5 months for the Marvels to come out and really lean into Women's History Month and try to rally the women, just like you did with Black Panther. You think it was a coincidence that the movie came out in February? No, they did it like that. So it was like a culmination of, you know, the first Black superhero movie on screen, even though he's not from America, but the first Black superhero movie on screen is Black History Month. We going to do dashikis. Again, you have to make it a moment. Everything about social media, you can't just keep putting out movies and saying, go watch it. No, you have to rally the troops. You know what I mean? Gather people, make people want to dress up again. That's one thing I've really noticed going to the movies. I really don't see too many people dressing up to go to Marvel movies anymore. It's kind of just like, and they did it for Guardians for sure. They did it for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, but not as much. But I'm trying to tell you, man, when Black Panther came out, hella dashikis, it was a movement. You know what I mean? Same with Infinity War, Endgame, you know, when No Way Home came out. Like, you have to rally and make it a movement, and that is what they are missing, you know? So I just think they could have did a little better with the marketing. And, of course, it was a writer's strike, and that's what pisses me off the most about all of this is that they act like the Marvels didn't come out. I think it was, like, the day or something when the writer's strike and actor's strike ended. Come on, man. And you're giving it no room to breathe. Like, they're not like, all right, we're going to retool and we're going to try to go back and figure out how do we make our marketing better and how do we rally the troops better. They're just like, we're just going to stick to the hits, man. So we're going to get Spider-Man to death. We're going to get until they tired of that, until people tired of that, and then they're going to reboot Spider-Man again. You know, it's actually pitiful. And if they really feeling like that, they have to do that. If they really feel like they have to, you know, rely on not taking risk, then the MCU is going to be rebooted like within the next couple years. Get a couple Spider-Man flicks. I think they got one more Spider-Man flick in them. And then do another or do that Avengers 5 movie and call it a day. You might as well reboot. I mean, shit, they started in 2000. By the time you get through all that, it's going to be about 2028. So you might as well just do it. Look at how fast this re-election year. So you might as well. You might as well just go ahead and do it, man. And light up that exotic if you got it. Pour up that expensive so we can get offensive. We on cup number two. So, yeah, you might as well just go ahead and reboot it if that's how you feel, Mr. Iger. You lazy piece of shit. Like, come on, man. And I just call you lazy, man, because I don't like to see people saying, all right, we're not going to do the work unless they just feel like it doesn't matter if we do the work because people aren't going to accept a diversion because America is the main driving factor of these films. And it's not if you don't have your white audience, because a lot of the white audience is starting to check out because it's too many females, it's too many blacks, it's too many whatever the hell makes white people uncomfortable. You know, it's honestly astonishing to see that Disney will crumble or fall to their knees like this and just cave. You know, and I guarantee you, man, watch how, and this is why I say, when a movie like The Marvels comes out, you know, the minority has to show up because the majority are going to look at you and be like, oh, we want it to fail. They don't want you to succeed. They don't want blacks. They don't want women to succeed. They just, hey, man, Stan Lee created, you know, these characters is white. We want to keep them white. And even though Stan Lee, I'm pretty sure Stan don't give a damn. He didn't give a damn. But at the same time, the original Marvel movies were all white people. Like, and this is, we talking about the 2000s, the 2010s. We didn't get a black Marvel movie until Black Panther. And even then, he's from Africa. We still haven't even got a black movie from Marvel yet. You know what I mean? Like, black American movie. You know, so, I mean, take that with you, like, as you would. That's why I was glad my man's Anthony Mackie called him out when he was like, oh, why you got to wait until it's Black Panther to have an all-black cast and director and blah, 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 you know? But then when they have a black director, they really don't even, I'm sorry, they, to me, I don't feel like they really put Nia DaCosta out there super tough. Like, hey, we got a black female director. Like, I don't, me personally, I don't feel like they did. It could be her fault as well. And again, it was a strike going on. So you got to look at it from that perspective. Because I remember, bro, when Black Panther was coming out, Ryan, I feel like, let me see. Maybe it was just Chadwick, though. I think it was just Chadwick now that I think about it. So I was about to say, I think Ryan Coogler went to the Breakfast Club. Let me see. Yeah, he didn't. But it was because I remember Charlamagne told Chadwick, he was like, bro, this movie gonna make $1 billion. Like, and he was like, what do you think so? And he's like, it's gonna make $1 billion. But regardless, I don't feel like they really did a really good job at promoting the movie like they should have. So it's honestly, Marvel is looking very scary in the light. It's looking very scary in the light, you know, the future of Marvel. And I didn't think that this was even possible, but to see them really like they're kind of scared, it's actually astonishing. Is that all the controversial? Oh, so Marvel Studios is reportedly interested in Sean Levy directing other projects for them. The studio is said to be very impressed with Deadpool and Wolverine. So I get it. He's the director, but come on. That's Ryan Reynolds' movie. It's Ryan Reynolds' character. It's all about Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds wrote, I'm pretty sure he wrote most of the script. Like, yo, and this is what I'm saying about them being gun shy and feeling like that. I feel like they're overcompensating. Like, this is about the third or fourth time I've heard somebody from Marvel say that, oh, Deadpool 3 is an absolute hit. It's a can't miss. It's like they're really forcing it, like trying to convince themselves and trying to convince the audience, like, hey, we're still good, you guys. We got Deadpool 3 coming up. Like, it's just disgusting to see. Could this guy be very good? He could be, but who knows? How good is he without Deadpool? You know what I mean? I just don't know. I don't know. Marvel and Sony are reportedly looking for a new director for Spider-Man 4, which seemingly means Kevin Feige has convinced Sony to not bring John Watts back. I'm not sure why they don't want John Watts to come back, but I mean, damn, John Watts killed the Spider-Man trilogy, the MCU trilogy. I feel like it's the best one. I mean, damn, I don't want to say it's not close, because the original, the OG trilogy is very good. But I mean, come on. You Homecoming, Far From Home, and No Way Home, incredible movies, man. Like, and Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3 are incredible as well. Like, amazing, if you will. But I just think, you know, the MCU trilogy is just better. You know, I just think it's way, honestly, it's way better. So I'm not sure why they don't want to bring John Watts back. You know, maybe he's just not into it, or they just really are looking for a different direction. You know, I'm actually laughing that they're like, oh, we're looking for something more grounded. And I'm like, bro, you know, they really on Twitter, like Marvel and all, they really on Twitter. And I seen something from, he's a famous person. I don't remember it. I don't remember his name, but he said, I think, you know, social media is ruining cinema because everyone is looking to tear down because that's what's going to get you traction. And I totally agree, especially these days. Before it was Elon Musk Twitter, I feel like Twitter used to actually be like funny. Now that it's Elon Musk Twitter, X, I see nothing but negative stuff. Like, every time something comes my way, it's someone complaining, crying, whining like a little bitch about something. Every time, it don't matter what it is. It could be about Avatar. It could be about so-and-so. I'm always seeing someone on Twitter freaking crying. And I get it. It was like that before Elon Musk took over, you know, because that's where cancel culture comes from and all of that stuff. But, bro, it's like even worse now. It's like my algorithm is just feeding me nothing but nonsense and people crying and bitching about crying and crying about bitching. Like, it's ridiculous. So I get it. I think that is some credence to that, because, yo, people just really just, you know, looking to tear down these days. Like, I think Twitter used to be more about fun than, like, funny jokes than anything. Like, that day Demi Lovato got, you know, fried up on Twitter because she tried to hop in black people business and black people fried her up. It used to be funny stuff like that. Now I just see a bunch of fucking tears, man. It's ridiculous. So Venom 3 is now titled Venom the Last Dance, and it's releasing on my birthday, October 25th, 2024. And it should be the last dance. I thought Venom 1 was cool. I thought Venom 2 was absolute dog shit. So if you give me a cool movie and one that's dog shit, the third one should be the last. And, you know, I never want to see Venom again. You know, I think Venom is not good in the Sony. I think the Sony universe so far has just been terrible. Anytime that they don't have, and I get it, it's Spider-Man, but they don't have the right, I don't know if they don't have the rights or whatever's going on with it, you know, because they licensing Spider-Man to the MCU. But bro, every time I see something from Sony, it's just lukewarm. They need to stop making Spider-Man movies. They need to just sell the shit back to Disney or whoever the hell. Which I'm afraid for that. I mean, I want them to keep it, but honestly, I mean, they did Spider-Man 3 No Way Home. So I'm not sure. I feel like that should be it with that. That could have at least been it with him in the MCU, you know, and they could have just started going on to do their own thing. You know what I mean? I think fans would have appreciated that more. I think why it was such a big response was because we got the Far From Home post-credit scene and his identity was revealed and it was like, oh, we're pulling the rug. I think that's why people was like so sick of it. You know, and you got to think this was the third Spider-Man within a 10-year period or 13-year period because Spider-Man came out 2002, so 15-year period. But the third Spider-Man in a 15-year period is crazy, you know. So I just think it's a little different. I think it was a little different. So I think Venom 3 should be the last one. I think it was bad. Let there be carnage. That shit was whack, bro. And it was whack because of what? It should have been rated R. You gonna do PG-13 and have carnage in it? Shit was trash. Shit was weak. So I'm glad it's the last dance. Holy. Oh, let's talk about this. So Giancarlo Esposito says that him playing Professor X and Denzel Washington playing Magneto would be great. And I was like, yeah, I guess that would be cool. I don't really know this guy. I don't know. You guys know I'm not that big on actors, so I don't really know where he come from. I just know he just popped up in The Boys and he was like a big deal. So for him to try to put himself on the same level with Denzel Washington is crazy to me. Like, madness. Like, brother, we don't know you like that. But anyways, I think the idea is cool. Like, it's a cool idea. I wouldn't be mad at it. But he also said some crazy shit. Where is it at? He said something crazy. Oh, he said he would prefer not to be in a wheelchair if chosen to play Professor X. And he says the physical idea of being in a wheelchair every single day does not appeal to me. And it's like, bro, who is a wheelchair appealing to? Don't nobody want to be in a wheelchair, stupid? Like, you come over here saying dumb shit, and instantly, man, the fandom, they're going to turn on you, bro. Like, people already feel a way because they're like, nah, we don't want a black Magneto because you know, Magneto was a Hitler survivor. He was a Holocaust survivor, and it just doesn't make any sense. And a person like me, I'm just like, bro, I really don't. I don't want to say I don't care about the Holocaust. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, who cares if you just rebooting the character? Like, they have two separate Magnetos already. And, like, they got the old white dude, and then they got Michael Fassbender. Like, they already did Magneto justice to me. So why not be able to have another version and, oh, let's do a black Magneto or whatever, you know? I just think that makes sense, you know? But honestly, at this point, I don't think it'll happen, man, because like I said, Disney tucking their tail between their legs, man. Like, they on their hind legs, tail tucked, tongue out, wagging, waiting for the master to throw them a bone. And you would think they the master, but we all still a slave to the dollar. Even the billion-dollar companies, they still slaves to the dollar. So, yeah, it's just kind of ridiculous, man, when you see what's going on. So I don't really think that they would even let that go on because, you know, just right now, just not the time. I'm seeing them get rid of diversity and inclusiveness and all of that stuff. I really don't even know why. But it's happening a lot lately, you know, so you got to take that with a grain of salt. I think all of this shit crazy. And I think we got one more Marvel topic, and then we're going to get into the regular stuff before I tap up out of here. Because I still got a lot of shit to talk about. A lot of shit to talk about. Yeah, I got one more Marvel topic. But some of these I'm being to run through. So, Marvel Studios is reportedly casting four transgender talents to have a big role, your pause on the big, in one of the episodes of Daredevil, Born Again. Yeah, man. So I'm not really sure. Maybe it's just going to be a group of trannies. I don't know, man, if that's what it is, but salute. But again, is the diversity only going to be affected when it comes to black people, or is it everyone? Because that seems a little off brand for Mr. Bob Iger. I'm on Bob Iger ass, man. Pause. I'm on his ass, bro. Because I don't like that. I didn't like what he said. You know, we going for guaranteed hits. But then you got four trainees coming in for the next show. Like, what the hell? And four trainees could be in it, and it could be fire, but why does that even need to be announced? Again, stop announcing shit like that. Just let it. I think you know what it is, too? I think, and people still going to have their feelings because we are, most of us are all controlled by the Bible. So most people are still going to have their feelings anyways. But stop promoting shit like that. Oh, they're going to have four transgenders in important roles. Why just not say anything and just let four transgenders just have their important roles and let them be treated like regular people, right? What's wrong with that? Hey, we hiring these people because they just regular people. Like, no more rolling out the red carpet for the gays. No more rolling out the red carpet for people who come, oh, I'm here to announce that I like men or some weird shit like that. Like, what was that gay dude from Stranger Things? He had to come out and say he liked men. Like, bro, who cares? Go suck a dick, man. If that's what you want to do, go do that. Why do we need to hear about it? Because I just never hear, like, straight people be like, oh, I'm announcing I'm straight. No one does it. So we need to just keep the same energy with the gays, man, and just treat them like regular people, right? Regular people. Like, They should just pop out and do their thing. Like, yo, you know that girl Kiersey? Yo, I think she gay. I don't think she announced this. She just be popping up on her Instagram with a girlfriend. Who cares? I'm just here to watch your acting. Like, I'm not here to, like, gravel at your feet. You're just a regular person like me. You bleed blue like me. That's a Jay-Z reference, man. That's a Jay-Z reference. I bleed blue. I swear to God, I be blue. But yeah, so that's what's going on with that. And that is the end of the Marvel news segment. So we finna get into some other shit. Yo, you know what's so funny? This is hella random. But yo, I've been seeing Nikki's tours and she's been like super on time for all her other shows. So I do think it was Vegas' fault because Vegas, I think Vegas was late and she was like, bro, you're crazy. You are crazy if you think I'm about to go out there and be on some shit like that. So the U.S. House has officially passed a bill to ban TikTok if its owner, Chinese company ByteDance, refuses to sell the platform. And I'm in total support of this. Bro, I'm in support of it, but I feel a way. But only why I'm in support of it because I know it won't get banned. But I do feel a way because if it did get banned, if ByteDance was really like, bro, they got 1 billion people on the platform. So you take away 150 million. You still got about 850 million people on your platform. Now, it's not 150 million American people, which holds more weight and value. Let's not even trip. If you make content like me, you make more money when they are selling ads to people in America. It's just the truth. You know what I mean? Like, it's plain and simple fact. But I'm not mad at it because I get it. A lot of people, they eat off of small businesses and all of that. But, bro, if you go to China I know for sure China and, like, maybe North Korea or something like that. Obviously, North Korea. Bro, they don't got Facebook out there and Instagram. They don't. So I don't understand why it's like a big deal for America to be like, nah, bro, we're not rolling with that. Now, I get it. It's kind of like you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube or like, well, yeah, something like that. You know, like you can't put or you can't reheat cold French fries. I don't know that. But I know once it's out the tube with a toothpaste, you can't put it back in. So when you look at it from that perspective, people have been on TikTok for like forever, it seems like. I've never been on it because I'm just a Twitter guy and I already feel like I got too many devices, like too many, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's already too much for me. You know what I mean? So then you add these other ones, Snapchat and TikTok. It's just more reason for me to be staring at my phone. So I really don't get on TikTok. No, actually, I don't get on there at all. So it's not like it is harming me, but I do see the benefits it has, you know, on the economy as far as small businesses go. But bro, I think America is doing right by the American public and saying, hey, man, we're going to get this shit up out of here. And, you know, if you don't want to sell it, it's gone and they should do it. You know, I think they're giving them too much time. I think they're giving them, what, 120 days to sell or that's it, it's up, because it's still got to go to the Senate. But I think they're giving them too much time. I get them motherfuckers 30 days. Hey, sell a shit in 30 days or it's up. Like, that's me personally. You know, but I'm not mad at it, but I do want to hear what the hell Nancy Pelosi said, because it's like a 6-second clip. And bro, this shit just sound asinine, man.
An attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner. This is not an attempt to TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner. This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Yo, these are the people that's running the country. We got this old hag up here talking about tic-tac-toe. Like, bro, she thought that was a bar? She thought she was killing the game with that? Like, what was that? Tic-tac-toe a winner. Like, stop it. And then, of course, you got all these people, oh, they can't vote for a ceasefire, but TikTok, like, bro, that's not our shit. Like, I get it. America controls the world, but stop it. Stop it. I'm with America on there. And mind you, 150 million people in America use TikTok. Even I have an account. I have a TikTok account, you know? I have a TikTok account. I just don't use it because, you know, I tell this story all the time. The first time I made an account and went on TikTok, the first video I scrolled to, it was a girl like dancing in a locker room. And I'm just assuming it was high school. And I was like, ah! And I dropped my phone. I picked it up and I deleted TikTok and I never went on there again because I was like, I don't want to see any kids in high school. Especially dancing. I don't want to do that. The crazy thing is Indonesia is number two with 126 million users, and Brazil is three, came in third with 99 million users. That's not like, I thought it would be somewhere else. But yeah, I just, a little crazy to me, a little crazy to me. So yeah, how y'all feel about it? Y'all think TikTok should be banned or not? I'm telling you, though, it's not going to get banned. I think you would be a fool to let TikTok get banned instead of just selling it. You know what I mean? Like, I get what the creator was trying to say, but, bro, no one gives a damn. Bro, they're going to sell TikTok. Like, you really have no choice. You have no choice but to sell it. Who's rocking? Like, I'm not rocking with that, man. So former Boeing quality control manager found dead from a self-inflicted wound after testifying against the company. Yo, Boeing out here moving like it's the 1950s. They moving out here like it's the 1960s. Like, come on. How obvious can you be? You gonna kill the man, allegedly? Like, is it not more obvious than that? What's more obvious? So what? Hey, because you know why I say that? Yo, white people, they don't care about snitching. Because they don't get the same level of hate. And it's not the level of disdain for telling like it is in the black community. Bro, you can tell, I be seeing black people, like, bro, they call Gunna, which I ain't gonna lie, he did snitch. But still, for what Gunna did, for him to be like labeled a snitch, but I'm black, so it's like, all right, but if you go up there and be like, yeah, why sell a gang and blah, blah, yeah, you did snitch. But still, bro, in the white community, no one cares about that. Like, look at the Wolf of Wall Street. He told on the homie. And he tried to keep it solid, you know, but I'm pretty sure the homie told on him. So he told on everyone. Like, bro, white people, they snitch all the time. So I doubt that this guy felt so ashamed for telling that he killed himself. Stop it. White people kill themselves for losing all of their fortune, all of their fame, or doing something crazy. They're not killing themselves for snitching unless they in black culture. Only black people care about that stupid shit. Only the blacks care about snitching. No one else does. Because, bro, I'm trying to tell you, bro, when I watched the, what I watched, El Chapo, yo, El Chapo, I mean, unless you're saying that that series wasn't like true, he was snitching on motherfuckers all the time, setting them up. I just look at it like it's a part of the game. But when you black, you can't do that type of thing because, for one, it's not that many of us. And for two, it's like, well, we just gonna handle ourselves street justice. You know, that's kind of the code in the black community. Is it a problem? Sure, it is. But I'm just saying, it's a real thing. So, yeah. Then you start looking at all of these videos, right? Let's get to it. You start videos. So this is a Chilean or Chilean, I don't know how you say it, but Boeing 787 had a severe event on a flight from Australia to New Zealand, injuring 50 passengers and crew members. Airline representatives say that the plane experienced a strong shake during the flight. The cause currently is under investigation. Let's watch the video.
Video from inside Chilean flight LATAM 800 capturing the aftermath of some harrowing moments. On board the flight from Sydney to Auckland, New Zealand, 50 injured passengers and crew members, at least one lying on the floor, others with bleeding head injuries after being thrown to the ceiling, 13 sent to area hospitals. In a statement, the airline says the plane experienced a strong shake during flight, the cause of which is currently under investigation. On FlightAware, LATAM 800 is shown flying at 41,000 feet when its altitude reading is suddenly lost for roughly an hour and 10 minutes, then reappearing as the plane approaches Auckland.
You can be sure that investigators are going
Damn.
to be downloading and then analyzing that flight data recorder.
I didn't mean to pause real quick, but you know that Malaysian flight, was it a Boeing? Because that's kind of what it did, right? It kind of like just went off the radar and just like maybe that happened.
As well as the memory on the flight control computers that control the flight controls for this airplane.
The Boeing 787 was supposed to fly onto Santiago after stopping in Auckland. Meanwhile, NBC News has confirmed the Justice Department has launched a new criminal investigation into Boeing following the blowout of the door plug on a 737 MAX 9 in January. The NTSB has determined the plane left the Boeing plant without four critical bolts that hold the plug in place. Among the questions, does Boeing's admitted quality control breakdown violate a previous agreement with Justice after two fatal Boeing MAX 8 crashes killed 346 people?
Oh
A
my
scathing
God.
FAA audit found Boeing failed to
What?
comply with its own quality control procedures.
We're working with Boeing and demanding that they come up with a very detailed plan within the next 90 days to fix the quality issues that are out there.
And Tom, last week, the NTSB accused Boeing of not cooperating in the MAX 9 investigation, but Boeing, I understand, has now handed over some more information.
Yeah, that's right. The NTSB says Boeing has now provided the names of 25 people who worked on that door plug before it was installed on the fuselage,
Yo,
but
why
it's
they got a
possible
picture of
the
the black
work was
man
never
up there? See how they
documented
do?
as required by the FAA, Lester.
Now, why they got a picture of the black man up there? What he got to do with anything? That's crazy how they do us. So, where is that at? Here's another one. Just crazy shit from Boeing. Yo, the
Captured the moment
tire
one of
fell
the
off.
plane's rear. Just after United Flight 35 took off, a camera captured the moment one of the plane's rear tires fell off.
Yes, there's a tire going down the runway.
No fire, no sparks, but a back left wheel crashed into a parked car that was empty at the time.
We had to close the runway because somebody lost the
tire.
Think
about
the Boeing plane.
If that's your car,
San Francisco International
you'd be like, bro,
Airport at 11:23 this morning and was headed to Osaka, Japan, but was rerouted to Los Angeles. While Boeing has been under investigation since January after an Alaska Airlines plane lost a plug door mid-flight, this United plane has been in service for more than 20 years.
I know people are going to look at this and say, oh,
yo,
my
the
goodness,
way that door looked, oh my God.
Problem. I highly suspect
if you was like by the door, your ass
is manufacturing gone. Or design of the airplane by Boeing.
On a separate United flight Monday, a Boeing 737's engine caught fire after bubble wrap was sucked into the engine during its flight to Fort Myers. It was diverted safely back to Houston. Today's flight landed safely in Los Angeles.
And an airport employee did sustain minor injuries while responding to the debris field. Tonight, the FAA is investigating. They're going to look into the maintenance records for that landing gear, Nora.
Jonathan Vigliotti, thanks so much.
Yeah, this shit is wild. And we're not done. We still got more stuff from Boeing. Like, it's just, you know, it's like once the floodgates open, they're open. So here's another video. Yo, this
oh
a plane.
God, it's on fire.
The plane just on fire, yo.
Oh my God.
Look at this shit.
It's on fire. Mom. Holy shit. I hope they're okay. I wonder if they're doing an emergency.
She said, I hope they're okay.
No, it's still doing it. It's still doing it. Oh my God, it's on fire.
A Boeing cargo plane headed for Puerto Rico made an emergency landing at Miami International Airport after one of its engines caught fire after takeoff. Like, come on, bro. So this is the last one I'm going to play, and I have not listened to this. So this is, you know, new for me. So this is from Wall Street Silver. Says secret footage was captured of Boeing engineers saying they would not fly on these planes. The 15 people who were asked those questions were working on flagship product, the 787 Dreamliner. These people or the people on the assembly line have little faith in the plane they built. Let's watch and listen.
In Charleston are assembling the company's flagship product, the 787 Dreamliner. But this footage reveals some have little faith in the plane they build.
Did you fly on one?
No.
He said, no.
Did you fly on one of these planes?
No, not really.
Of 15 workers asked randomly, 10 said they would not fly on the Dreamliner.
I wouldn't fly on one of these planes because I see the quality of the going down around here.
An employee captured the footage after contacting Al Jazeera to tell us he had serious concerns about what he was seeing.
This is scary.
At his request, we changed his voice.
With all the problems reported on the 787, there's 90% that's getting swept away. Hushed up. It's an iceberg.
In another meeting, the source told us workers are often underskilled, uncaring, and in some cases on drugs.
I've seen a lot of things that should not go on at an airplane plant. People talking about doing drugs, looking for drugs.
It's all coke and painkillers and a set of them. You can get meter. It's a really good meter. They don't drug test nobody.
I know they don't.
There's people who go out there and watch and go smoke more than
that. Do they?
Hell yeah.
Over the course.
Now, I'm a weed enthusiast, so I feel like you should be able to go on your break and smoke a joint or a blunt and be good because, honestly, shit, weed just make me more focused. So I don't know about everyone else. Coke is a little crazy. Coke is crazy. Coke is crazy as fuck. So is that all I got for Boeing? I think that's all I got for Boeing. But I mean, this is something to really be worried and frightened about. Yeah, very scary, very scary. And, you know, this is my thing, bro. When I talk about, I love capitalism, right? And this is why I love capitalism, because it breeds innovativeness. Like, if it wasn't for capitalism, would we have an Amazon that's made our life so much easier? Or would we have a Walmart? Would we have, and you can argue if these things, and we're going to talk about if these things are good for society or not a little later, but still, would we have a Steve Jobs? Bill Gates, which, hey, again, certain, like, but still, we're not going to sit here and act like a bunch of motherfuckers ain't got Xboxes. Like, come on. Like, shout out to Bill Gates. Like, Bill Gates, one of my favorite Wayne songs. Like, seriously. So, like, you got to love, it, like, people who are innovative, because a lot of innovativeness being innovative comes from financial gain. So, again, I think it's just something that I love capitalism, but at the same time I hate it, because, bro, how is something as critical as the safety of an airplane up for debate? Bro said they don't drug test. Motherfuckers out here doing cocaine. They hitting meth. They talking about motherfuckers on the toilet hitting the pookie. Like, what is going on at Boeing? Bro said they out here smoking blunts, sniffing lines off of ass cheeks and nipples. Like, they going absolutely nuts. And that's all cool. That's, to me, that's surface level. The main thing that sticks out to me is he said the quality has been going down to shit. So that lets you know it's not just about the people. They aren't caring about the quality and they are putting out dog shit product. And how is that even possible? We talking about an airplane. If the airplane crashes, everyone's dead. Like the air, like, bro, if we crash in a car, there's chance of survival, you know, and a lot of times it'd be fatal. You know, my mom, you know, she was in a real bad car accident when I was a kid, and wasn't sure she was going to make it. You know what I mean? Not she made it, knock on wood, but I'm still knocking on wood. But I'm just saying, like, she was in a real bad car accident. My sister was just in a bad car accident, I think a year or two ago, to the point where she's still having back problems to this day. So, yeah, car shit happens. And, you know, hers was a hit and run. Like, the guy hit her, got out, made sure she was good, and he started running. You know, so that happens. But at the same time, like, she's still alive. A lot of, for the most part, and people do survive plane crashes for sure, but for the most part, if a plane crashes, everyone's going to die. Like, seriously, we just heard when they said it was over 300 passengers that died. So you would think the quality of a plane would be the most important thing, but apparently to Boeing, it's not. And it's actually disheartening to see when someone calls them out on it, they shoot them in a parking lot, allegedly. Allegedly. Not saying they did it or not. We don't have proof. But come on. Like, this is more predictable than a scene from Power. Like, come on. You know that was going to happen. Like, this is typical mafia 90s. Like, come on, bro. You know that was going to happen. So, rest in peace to that guy. And if he really did kill himself because he couldn't handle snitching or whatever, maybe he knew his career was going to just be over. For sure. Salute, man. At least you went out doing a good deed, but I don't think that's how it went down. I think he got offed. It's just too convenient. Too much of a coincidence. You know, now, if he was in a parking lot, they should be able to show him driving up by himself and never leaving. But even then, like, honestly, you would just have to show him, like, offing himself in the parking lot. You know? So, salute. Rest in peace. I'm actually going to order some food real quick, and then I'll be right back. Hope you guys are enjoying Off Day Tomorrow. I'm going to sleep late. This is what this show is all about. I'm here to get flagrant. I'm here to tell my mind. You know, I'm just here to really go crazy. You know, I'm on this type of wave where I'm like, bro, what do I have to lose? I felt like I wasn't being PC. I was still giving my mind, but I just felt like I wasn't talking about things I want to talk about and how I want to talk about them. Now it's like, bro, things have happened the way they've happened. It's time to go crazy. Because now I feel like not even like I'm on my last gasp or my last legs, but now I'm just like, bro, it's nothing to hide from or fall back from, or, you know, because I remember somebody got mad because I was like, what I said? And this was when my brother was still on the podcast, and I said, Mexicans all got the same names. And then somebody hit me up offended about it. I was like, bro, come on, you know it's true. You know, but I low-key was afraid to really get on that shit. But at this point, it's just like, bro, shit out here crazy. Like, I'm out here really dolly. And shit, as the Marvel content dwindling it down, I'm like, shit, fuck it. I'm about to just go ham, man, and just start talking about other shit.